Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a football stadium not more than 7 hour drive away from here that has as an entrance written above it for its fans to read these words: "Through these gates pass the greatest fans in college football." I am, of course, speaking of Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, home of the Cornhuskers. Go Nebraska, right? Well, if you go there, you will be surprised and delighted to see the loyalty of those Nebraska fans. In fact, they have consecutively sold out 368 of their games coming into this season. They've earned the title of having a sea of red as the stands are filled with great Nebraska pride. Well, some of you know that my first call was serving in a congregation in Fremont, Nebraska. I kind of knew about this loyalty of the Cornhuskers and all that came with it, but I didn't really understand it until I lived there. You see, on a Saturday in the fall, it was very rare, if ever, that we would ever have a wedding. Because, you see, nobody would come to your wedding on a Saturday in Nebraska. And on a Sunday morning, if the Huskers had won the day before, there was a sea of red in the congregation, and the joy was palpable. And on a Sunday when the Huskers may have lost, why, it's a good thing that every Sunday we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. The grief was also palpable. But the time that I really understood the loyalty of Nebraskans to their Huskers was when I would just go about my afternoon on a Saturday. I'd go to the grocery store and the game was playing over the loudspeaker. I'd go to the mall and the game was playing over the loudspeaker. I'd go to the gas station and the game was playing over the loudspeaker. It didn't matter where you went, it was like the whole world stopped when the Huskers played. Now that's loyalty. It is loyalty that is the center of our reading today from Joshua, the 24th chapter. Joshua recounts God's loyalty and faithfulness to God's people, lifting up how it is that God has now carried his people through a journey to this promised land. Moses has been their faithful leader, but that promise was first given to Abraham, that threefold promise of land, descendants, and to be blessed to be a blessing. Now, God's people are in that land. God's descendants, or Abraham's descendants, are numerous, and they truly have become a community, a people, blessed to be a blessing. God, their deliverer, has brought them safely through the Red Sea. We heard that story 2 weeks ago. God, the one who has called them into relationship, has set before them structure and order to their life together, not only their life with one another in community, but their relationship to God's own self. And now Joshua, having brought them as their leader after Moses' death into this promised land, allows them time to settle in and make themselves at home. But before he dies, he wants to give them one last word. And so he gathers them all back together, these 12 tribes of Israel, all of their leaders, and he sets before them this strong word that centers our reading today. He says to them, "Choose this day whom you will serve." While recounting the past, his actual message to them, his sermon, is fairly brief. Choose this day whom you will serve. Now notice that his word to them is truly a declaration, a command, an invitation. It is not a question. Will you serve the Lord? A question would ask for a response of yes, or maybe, or an outright no. Rather, Joshua says, choose. Make a decision. Choose whom will receive your loyalty? To whom will you give your loyalty? Who will you serve? It assumes that something will take that place as a God in your life. And so Joshua wants to make it crystal clear who will be that one that he and his household will serve. So we hear that wonderful verse that we recited earlier. As example and as declaration, Joshua says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Now, Joshua's words to God's people in this time ought to ring in our ears a little bit, for we are not all that far removed from the same calling to choose each day where we will place our loyalty. Because again, like God's people before, God's people of this day and time continue to have other things that want to take the place of God in our life. I am just as guilty of this as any one of you. Those things that want to take the place of God could include money, could include success, could include sports or other pleasures that we enjoy in life. But oftentimes, the thing that will take the place of God is our own selves. Our own selfish desires, our own focus on what is good for us, perhaps more than what is good for the neighbor, or sometimes even making choices to serve our own needs before serving our God. I live in the northwest part of Rochester. That means I'm in the school district of John Marshall High School. The John Marshall High School boys soccer team has made it part of their fundraising efforts last fall and this fall to go about our neighborhood and to sell or provide for you with a donation, spray painted on your driveway, the John Marshall rocket symbol. It's actually pretty neat if you've seen it and driven by this red and black emblazoned rocket. It's kind of interesting as I drive around the neighborhood to see the different driveways with this symbol right there in front of me. I think, oh, that's right, they have a kid at John Marshall right now too. Or I drive by and think, wow, they must really like John Marshall High School, be a great supporter. Well, it isn't just the JM Rockets where I see some loyalty in my neighborhood. I drive around and I see flags waving for the Minnesota Twins. Oh, wait, that was last week. They're not out anymore. But the Vikings, flags a-waving, other teams as well. If the Nebraska Cornhuskers are the number one best fans of college football, do you happen to know who the number one fans of the NFL are? It's our neighbors. The Green Bay Packers. But that's for another sermon. But as I drive along and I see this kind of loyalty to teams and our local high school, I've been driving by a house recently that has a simple yard sign posted. And every time I go by, it catches my eye because it simply says, "We love Jesus." I wonder to myself, would I be so bold as to place a yard sign in my yard that says, "We love Jesus"? Would you? I don't know if Joshua is asking God's people to wave flags or post yard signs or give their children stickers to wear that say, "We will serve the Lord." But Joshua is asking for us to make a choice, to be mindful, to be thoughtful in the ways that we are aware of that which often can crowd out God in our daily life. What if each day as we left this place of worship on a Sunday morning, what if we went out the doors and above the doors it said, "Through these gates pass the greatest fans of Jesus"? What if in our households there was a sign above the door that said, "Through these doors past the greatest servants of Christ? Would it change our day? Would it focus us on the one true God? You have a God who has been faithful to you, faithful for generations. That faithfulness will never end. But it is a never-ending choice we make each and every day to follow, to serve, to live out through our words and actions the good news of Jesus. Choose this day whom you will serve. Amen.